WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he'll hold off on imposing a hefty tariff on EU goods. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The president of the European Commission says the bloc wants to strike a trade agreement with the United States, but needs more time than it's been given by President Trump. Ursula von der Leyen said she'd had a good telephone call with Mr. Trump following his threat to impose additional taxes of 50% on European imports from next month.
The president says he's not happy with Russian President Vladimir Putin for continued bombings of Ukraine. Connecticut Democratic Congressman Jim Hines on CBS's Face the Nation.
For this guy who considers himself the master of the deal, maximize the leverage of the West so that we can bring this war to a fair and just conclusion that will keep the Russians from invading for countries in the future.
The Department of Justice made this announcement.
Federal officials arrested a U.S.-German citizen at New York's Kennedy Airport who they say tried to firebomb the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv. Prosecutors say Joseph Neumeier spat at an embassy guard last week. He got away but left his backpack. Investigators say they found firebomb-making supplies and that Neumeier previously posted threats of burning down the embassy.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan. Speaker Mike Johnson is celebrating the narrow passage of the budget bill in the House while also urging Republicans in the Senate to make few changes. But some are already voicing their opposition. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Many Republicans, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, are questioning the bill's contents.
I think the cuts currently in the bill are wimpy and anemic. The problem is the math doesn't add up. They're going to explode the debt.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says the cuts don't go far enough and that the bill will add to the nation's deficit.
You're saying you have these independent analysts saying it's 3.3 to 4 trillion. I agree with that. We have to reduce the deficit. And so we need to focus on spending.
5 years ago today, George Floyd was killed in Minneapolis police custody. CBS News Minnesota reporter Justin Rantala.
For many, this is a return trip to George Floyd Square that brings back a flood of emotions. But those emotions are mixed. For some visitors, being here at the memorial is powerful and uplifting. Demetrius Smith planned a trip from Dallas just to be here. It's a teaching moment and history lesson for Smith's six-year-old granddaughter.
I think it's important that they understand what has happened in the past, what still is happening currently, but also understand that they are responsible for their decisions and it doesn't have to be the way that it always has been.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night at 7 o'clock. We've got a double dip coming up from Parker Barrow, and we're going to talk to you all about that on the other side.
Into the birds. I've never been one for rallying. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Parker Barrow, Peace, Love, Rock and Rollin'. Actually, it's not brand new, but I mean, it's really new, right?
It's hot.
I love Parker Barrow.
Wow.
Birmingham, Alabama. Why are they local, Terry?
Because they're going to be playing here soon.
They are, and they played here last year.
Oh, and it was so good.
At Atwood Fest. They blew up the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how good they were, right?
Yeah.
It's a husband and wife, right? He's the drummer. She's the singer. She's just a pistol.
Yeah.
Atwood Fest, Sunday, July 27th. I'm bringing them back. We're going to put them on the Clyde Stubblefield stage.
Ooh, the big stage.
And woo-hoo. I think it's going to be incredible. They're just an incredible band.
Yeah.
And we have lots of good stuff coming to Atwood Fest. You know, I thought One thing you might be interested in, Terry, is we're going to be bringing back Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal.
No kidding.
Right? He won the American, American Idol finalist, I believe,
back
a couple years ago. We had him at Atwood Fest. Oh, back before the pandemic, I guess. Yeah. Back before the pandemic.
Those old days.
And,
yes. I had a chance to interview him before Atwood Fest. And what a guy. What a story. And that's going to be really fun.
Because, amazing musician and singer.
The soul that comes out of him.
And there was just so many people there. It was incredible.
Yeah.
So we're going to be bringing back Josh Hoyer and Soul Colossal. It's going to be big bands on the Clyde Stubblefield stage this year.
Yeah, and before, more neat stuff. Just wanted to let you all know, Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Turtle Island Dispensary. They have your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street or ship to your door online at shopturtleisland.com.
Although we did hear just now from Ian that they aren't shipping quite yet.
So
we're gonna modify that, but you can go you can go to their website and see all their products.
Oh, and then it sounds like, you know, he's a good talker and knowledgeable. Oh, yeah. So go talk to him.
Yep.
Yeah, he was really interesting.
If you have any questions. And one more, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellent and craftsmanship. You can find them at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. They really do it all.
Wow. So Atwood Fest, it is coming. Then we're going to be telling you a few other highlights that are going to be coming up all night. That's our theme.
That's our theme. It because you were Monday, holding back, I thought.
Monday, we're going to be releasing the full schedule
the
online.
Schedule.
So we're just teasing you a little bit today.
Thanks a lot, Rocker.
you know, when I was in school here at the UW down at Library Mall, you would hang out and there would be Sister Pat and Brother Jed, and they would, they would pontificate about the, you know, born again type stuff, right?
Ah.
They were fire and brimstone. Hell was coming to you if you were a sinner.
Whoa.
It was a lot of fun because students would gather and listen to this and have a really good time. But there's one guy, Brother Jed, and Brother Jed, he told the story that he was saved. He became his born again Christian. He was reborn at a Van Halen concert.
Oh, jeez.
I always thought that was great.
Huh.
But I digress.
I have all kinds of pictures in my head right now.
We're going to move on to a guy who's up from Iola, Wisconsin now, Stevens Point area, Reverend Eddie Danger. And he's a reverend as well as a great musician, plays a lot of the local festivals, but he was saved at a Grateful Dead concert.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if it was the same saving, but, you know.
Yeah.
June 7th, he's going to be at the Mill in Iola Mills. That's southeast of Wausau. Mm-hmm. And July 3rd through 5th is the Catfish River Music Festival, and that's at the Stoughton Opera House. Check the schedule, Stoughton Opera House, to see when Reverend Eddie Danger is playing. But let's listen to his new song.
Fun.
This song is really fun. It's called Snap Pop. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Cooperate. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop. Boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop. Boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. Boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop. A man to think, but he won't if he is fed or he don't care. And money talks and lazy walks to a place going nowhere. So if you go, let me know where we are and how we got here. Thanks a little, it's a lot, it's well done, medium over rare. And choose your words, cause you won't fly full of hot air. And if you did, where would you go once you were up there? And if you fell, would you cry and not know why or how we got here? We are overworked and we are underpaid by a system that don't care. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap,
said pop the pow. And war, what is it good for? Keeping rich people rich and poor people poor. Cool is the booze that they feed you. You swear it's not yours, well, I don't believe you. What would they say standing next to you? Twisted and ugly like a bad tattoo. Cigarette smoke and too much perfume and flashing lights in the stale air room. Now food, not bombs, bread, not arms. You are a cancer on my family farm. You might have wondered if this are horseshoes or hand grenades. Not even close, so find with peace, love, and promenades, Mr. Prez. Yeah, Mr. Prez, well, you can go on an unpaid vacation while I'm dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations.
Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, snap, pop, boom, boom, pow. Snap, pop, boom, pow.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. You were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip, and tearing. Something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow. Brave doesn't do you justice. So much style and substance. Unapologetic, never before and never since. You were glittering posh, electric. Smallish frame, no price too large for art, no price too large for fame. Where others marched, you led a thousand steps ahead. No price too large for art, no price too large for fame. No price too large for fame. Anything for fame, fame.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. That was Louie and the Flash Bombs with Unapologetic.
They've got some shows coming up, Jane.
June, do they now?
Yeah, June 3rd. Chill on the Hill. That's happening in Humboldt Park, which is in the Bayview area of Milwaukee. And then June 7th at the UW Memorial Union Terrace right here in Madison.
One of my favorite places to see a live show.
Isn't it wonderful?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you ever done it from a boat?
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, that's what you got to do.
I got to find someone with a boat first.
Right. You know, because they have the pier, and you can drive your boat up, get off the boat, grab some beers, head back to your boat, hang
that's
out.
That's the way to do
it's
it.
Oh, it's fun.
Well, then they're also going to be in Manitowoc. They're making a tour of the state. I love that. June 21st at the Metro Jam, and then they hit Summerfest July 5th. They're going to be at the BMO Pavilion. That whole schedule of Summerfest, I think it's almost all out now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Louis Lucchese, right?
Yes.
We just gave a hat from This Time Tomorrow to Jane tonight because they were here.
Yes, you did.
It's the This Time Tomorrow Foundation, and of course, they give a random act of kindness, a $5,000 check to cancer people that they select each year. They give tons away, and Louis Lucchese was one of them. He received a random act of kindness from This Time Tomorrow.
Was he blown
away?
They're
based right here in Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Oh, I love it. Ugh. There's not enough kindness in the world. So when you hear stories like that, that just makes me really happy.
Yeah, and this was a good act of kindness because wearing this hat makes me feel so much more like a legit radio person.
You look good. I'll take your picture. We'll show
free
it.
Swag.
Thank you.
Free swag. Yep. Right now, let's keep things moving. We have some brand new music from Matthew Hafele. Color of Shade, it's the new album, Tenacity. Matthew Hafele, he's going to be playing June 6th at Veer North in Milwaukee. June 8th at TJ's Harbor Restaurant in Oshkosh. June 13th at Jim and Linda's Lakeview Supper Club in Malone. And then June 20th at the Nice Ash Cigar Bar in Waukesha. So you go see him in all these restaurants, fine restaurants, and then, you know, have a fine cigar out in Waukesha. Nice
Why
Ash.
Not?
Why not, right? Releasing his song May 30th, so we have it here before you can get it online. Mm-hmm. This is Matthew Hafele and his new song, Color Shade. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Way too long. I have never felt this. sunshine, the color of shade, the color of romance keeps me sane. Love in the evening, love late at night. Love, give me something, turn darkness into light. I wanna love you, wanna hold you in my arms, keep you safe away from harm. Now I wanna hold you, wanna take you in my arms, keep you safe away from harm. Now I wanna love you. Now I
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
It's patio time in Madison. Let's head to the Lazy Elf Lounge. Kick off spring with a cold one with friends on the Lazy Elf patio. During Milwaukee baseball games, get half off of wing baskets. Plus, the Lazy Elf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyElfLounge.com. The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right.
Yeah.
Everything remains. That is No Limit. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And Jane over in the control room. And No Limit is right here, right now. No Limit is a Madison band that was formed when young musicians from Monona Grove High School and Columbus High School came together through the music school, Madison Music Foundry. No Limit is a Rock Onsen finalist. You know that statewide high school garage band competition. And we'll be playing Summerfest on June 27th in the finalist competition. And in the studio to talk about that more is singer and guitarist Isaac Peck, guitarist Aiden Feiwager, bassist Huck Glaudiestoltz, and drummer Jordan Moonrad. No Limit, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome, you guys. This is great. Oh, my gosh.
Say hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
There he is. Good. You guys, is this fair? I mean, can I ask, what's your average age right now?
Hold on one second here. Why aren't we getting a microphone?
Uh-oh. Let's see. Jordan, what's the average age?
Hi. what are we? 15 to 17? About? Around there? 16?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Have to share this microphone.
Uh-oh. Hop on over there. Okay, 15 to 17. Everyone still in high school?
Yes. We're all in high school. We got freshmen, sophomore. Two sophomores and a junior.
That is incredible. That song that we just heard, Everything Remains,
yeah,
that sounds like a band that is experienced and much older.
Thank you.
Great job, you guys. Wow.
Now, the band formed at local music school, Madison Music Foundry. Tell us about joining this band and being put together as part of their student program. How did that work?
So I was the first to arrive. I was in a separate band before these guys, and until they graduated to a higher level band, these guys came in and auditioned, and that's when we started. We started with two drummers, actually, and another singer, and that's where we started doing songs like Interstate Love Song, Today, Smashing Pumpkins, Ooh. Zombies, just all those basic rock songs that a lot of people love.
Now, how did you guys find out, like, about Madison Music Foundry? Did you find that on your own, or did your parents, like, stick you in lessons? Like, how did that work?
I had a guitar teacher that referred me to this rock workshop.
Oh.
Where people get together, play, create a song. And so I auditioned, and when they asked me if I wanted to join this other band, I jumped on the opportunity, and I auditioned, and I got it.
That's great.
Yeah, I feel like I was pretty similar. I was already taking lessons there. And then they were just like, yeah, you want to come hang out with this other band, just jam a little bit? And I was like, sure, why not? And that's just when I joined.
And you guys had never been in a band before that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, none of us knew each other at all.
And how about you, Huck? How'd you get into this?
Pretty much the same as Isaac and Aiden. I had a teacher, Ken Fitzsimmons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we know him.
Nice. Yeah, he kind of referred me like to the same kind of it was like this like rock workshop kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where we all kind of like came together without knowing each other, and we just kind of started playing from there.
Wow. And how long do you think you guys were playing before they like kind of put you in a band situation?
Well, amount of time we've been playing, how long was that, guys? Like
probably 4 or 5 years, would you say?
Somewhere around there.
So all of you played, you just didn't play together.
Yeah.
And so this whole thing brought you together, and now, wow, look where you're headed.
Well, let's give the drummer some over there. How did you get started in music? What's your story, Jordan?
Mine is actually pretty much the same as Isaac. Me and Isaac had the same instructor. And after he led Isaac to the Madison Music Foundry, he told me to try out for it as well. So that's when I stepped in there, too.
Wow.
What an opportunity.
Now, how did your experience at the Foundry shape your band? I mean, what did you take away from the school? Because you guys have graduated from that program, right?
Yeah, the Foundry was a really great starting point because it gave us a lot of shows, and it gave us a lot of opportunities that... And it gave us the opportunity to work with a lot of great people, mm-hmm. and it allowed us to learn how to do it ourselves. We wouldn't have been able to do it without the Foundry.
Because I know that they have a lot of presentations where they had you guys play, right, with other bands. It's kind of, they set up a show and you're able to kind of get your feet wet doing that, correct?
Yeah.
Now, No Limit was named a finalist in the Rock Onsen High School Garage Band Competition, and that earns you a gig at Summerfest on June 27th. But this isn't your first time, is it?
No, we were there last year. We actually finished top two and won some free recording time over at Blast House Studios.
And that's where you recorded the song we just heard?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That whole EP.
You guys, you're playing Summerfest for the second time, and most bands have never even played Summerfest. Congratulations.
Thank you. That is amazing.
That really is great, you guys. Wow. Rocker's just grinning. He's like a proud papa right now.
Well, I love playing the Summerfest, and I love riding their little buses like back and forth to the parking lot, you know? It's great because you get some of the best drivers, and I remember we were driving through the crowd, and everybody's trying to look in the bus at us, and the bus driver was telling us that we were the headlining band over on the American Family stage, you know,
and we're
laughing, people are trying to look at the bus.
Who's in that bus?
It's a good time. They really treat you well there. Now, you guys are playing May 30th at the VFW in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
May 31st, Columbus Country Club in Columbus, Wisconsin, and The Dump. June 7th in Cambria. Do you guys have any other shows coming up, or tell us about your little shows here?
Yes, we got those three. And then we also are playing at the MAMA Awards on the 15th.
Oh, that's new.
That is huge, too.
That's at the Atwood Music Hall down here in Madison.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
New venue. And No Limit will be the first Rock Onsen band to be part of the Madison Area Music Association Award Show.
How cool is that?
And I know everyone involved is thrilled to have you guys there.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us about your latest debut EP. It was recorded at Blast House Studios. Where's that available? And tell us a little bit about it.
That is available on all music platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. Anywhere that you can get music, it's on there.
Are you guys on MySpace?
Oh no!
The silence.
Yeah,
I had to do it. I'm sorry.
There are adults in the other room that were laughing. I don't think it even exists anymore. Jeez.
Oh my goodness!
Sometimes you just have to ignore him.
No Limit. Oh my gosh, No Limit! Thank you guys so much for coming down.
Wait, I have one question.
Oh.
Yes, please.
Okay.
What's your goal? I mean, I know you guys are still, you know, developing what you want to sound like, how you want to perform, but can you picture staying together and doing this for the long time?
I think we all definitely could. I think we're all great friends and we love doing this, and it would be a ton of fun if this goes somewhere even more.
What about like college and stuff like that? Like sometimes that has a hard effect on bands.
Yeah, we haven't really thought about it much, but we did a little bit, and our plan is just to keep playing as much as we can.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to try and keep playing even through college, if it allows us.
Awesome.
Well, the Cuz, now they've stayed together, and half those guys go out like to Berkeley and all over the country, and they still get back together on their time off and keep the band going. And they were, of course, a Rock Onsen band as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys, how fun. It's just always a blast to have a band that you can tell you just really love what you're doing and having fun together. And we're so grateful you could come on with us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Now, you guys are playing June 27th, Summerfest, and a bunch of other shows. How do we keep up with you online?
Ooh, yeah.
You can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at No Limit.
No Limit Madison?
No Limit Madison. And we have a website, NoLimitRocks.com.
Ah, I like it.
NoLimitRocks.com. All right, we love it. Thank you so much for coming down. We're going to listen to your new song, Tide Thoughts. Is this song about freedom or submission?
Oh.
At first, I think it was about lack of confidence at first.
Yes.
Then we just built off of that, just new idea after new idea, until we wrote a full song lyrics and put it to the instruments we wrote, and that's how we wrote the song.
Nice. This is on your new EP. What's the EP called?
It's called No Limit.
No Limit. So it's the debut.
Great.
This is the title. Well, here is Tide Thoughts. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. I'm Terry Barr, along with Rocker and Jane.
Hello.
And Rocker, I think we're going to have a little minute here to introduce Jane officially.
Yeah.
Woo, thank
How about
you.
That?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, Jane, she comes from the UW Communications, right? She's studying TV, radio, film.
Good girl.
And she's over at WSUM, the student radio station.
I can tell. She has experience.
And she hosts a show. And it's called...
Yeah, it's called The Pick and Mix, and I just had my show today. So this is my second radio thing I'm doing today.
So this is how every Saturday is going to be for you?
Not every Saturday, okay. But hopefully a lot of Saturdays from here on out.
Look at those. She loves it already. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we are digging you, girl.
Thank you.
Tell us about your show.
Well, I call it The Pick and Mix because one day I was at the International Grocery Store, and I saw a Pick and Mix candy, like if you know what those are. It's a bunch of different types of candy that you can put in one bag. And that's basically what my show is. I do a lot of deep cuts on my show, as well as anything and everything I've been listening to that week.
I love that. She's clever, too.
Yeah.
Pick and mix.
And the show, that's on, you said...
2 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Saturdays.
Now, can we listen to that streaming online? Because a lot of our listeners aren't necessarily in Madison, right, Terry?
Correct. We have listeners all over, well, we could say all over the state because of civic media and the radio stations, but... If you listen online, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. WSUM does stream online,
okay.
But I recommend getting the WSUM app.
Oh, look at that.
Like, the stream works better on there, I found, and you can get it for iOS and Android.
All right. Wow.
She's good.
She's good. All right. Well, I listened to her show. I said, Deep Cuts. It's Deep Cuts from, like, a grocery store full of music.
Oh,
there's a lot of genres going on. Mm-hmm. I heard a lot of different stuff that I had never heard before that she turned me on to. This one person was playing, what were they playing? Like a bunch of mechanical,
guitars, all automated.
So where did you find this love of this kind of music, wanting to go off the charts?
Well, I've been listening to a lot of different music since I was a kid, but it just so happens that I discover all this stuff maybe through YouTube or through friends or through family. I just pick it up from everywhere I can, and it's a lot of fun to put these shows together.
Well, and I think that's why we like Max Inc. Radio, our music show, so much, because we're supporting local and... For a lot of these artists, I would say this is the way they get their music out there and get it to be heard. And it sounds like you kind of have that same idea with your show. You find something you think is cool, and it's like, I want to share it.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of the show is unscripted, kind of seat of the pants. And I always pick out three records, and that's the only thing I plan. I pick out three records the night before and then just go to the station with my giant playlist and pick whatever I want.
No wonder she's doing so well.
Yeah, right.
The seat of her pants.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's awesome.
And over there, they get to play vinyl.
Oh.
It's fun, let me tell you.
And so she already invited me to go over, so I'm definitely coming over. I didn't know that you play vinyl, so I want to see this.
Yeah, stay tuned for when that happens.
It's been a long time. That's good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Now, your parents are also UW alum, correct?
Oh, yeah, sure. Both of them are.
Now, what was their role in kind of your musical upbringing? What did they listen to?
Well, they're the ones that kind of got me on the rock and roll train. There was a big playlist that my dad used to have that had everything from the Allman Brothers to Adele to Led Zeppelin to Frank Zappa, and I was listening to all of that from the very start.
All right. Well, Frank Zappa, I like that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That
I just went to
list.
See Dweezil Zappa just a couple weeks ago over at the Berry
Bowl. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I missed that. I'll have to go when he comes into town next.
My second show seeing him, he was awesome, and he was playing two of his dad's guitars.
No way.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
very cool.
It was a pretty cool show. Wow.
Okay, we're digging you, Jane.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's fun to have another woman on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
We can
kindred
spirits. Oh, and we can gang up on rock.
Oh, okay, enough of that. Now let's see a song that you actually played today.
Yeah, I
said,
played
the
song.
What's a highlight
today?
Song? Oh. Tell us about the highlight song that you played on your show, and we're going to listen to it.
Well, this song is called "She Says Good Morning," and it's by The Pretty Things, and it's on an album called SF Sorrow, which came out in 1968.
Oh my
and
God.
The thing is about SF Sorrow is it was one of the first concept albums ever. It came before Tommy. It came before Lamb Lies Down on Broadway and The Wall. And a lot of the plot points in this album, SF Sorrow, are very similar to all three of those albums. So I think that this album inspired all of those.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it, and then we'll take a break. And next out, we have Live in the Lair coming up with Taylor Sherrick right after this. But right now, let's listen to your song.
Interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God. Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Trump says he has decided to hold off on enacting a 50% tariff on goods from the European Union until July after a call with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation because I've told you specifically, haven't I told anybody that would listen, they have to do that.
He agreed to an extension until July 9th. The president also voiced disapproval of Russian President Vladimir Putin after repeated bombings of Ukraine following failed peace talks. The BBC's Fiona McDonald.
The German foreign minister called President Putin's behavior an affront, including against Donald Trump, who, he said, had tried so hard to get him to the negotiating table. Mr. Trump's Ukraine envoy posted a picture of fires in Kiev, saying the